Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing pro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Ana.Prime. We bring on regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. We build AI with heart. Our trained AI sales and support assistants work 24/7 to increase sales, reduce costs, and free up your time so you can focus on growing your business. If you want to install a 24/7 near human sales and support team in your business, go to anabots.ai to learn more. We have 100% free options and low cost options to fit any budget. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Paul Economen. He's an author and an entrepreneur. So, Paul, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Thank you.
From your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your business?
Well, as a writer, I find that AI makes it a lot easier to do proofreading, to do editing, and creative writing in general. I find that research, particularly, that used to take me weeks, I can get it done in less than a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I get the product that I want, and I get it a lot faster.
That's awesome. Yes, I've heard a lot of people who do research, and let me know if this has been your experience. They do research and use tools like, for instance, ChatGPT. And in their research, ChatGPT comes up with what they want, but sometimes they don't proofread. And sometimes ChatGPT makes something up. It happened to me, actually. I was looking for headlines from the past, I don't know, from the 1800s, and I wanted to know some headlines. And I asked ChatGPT, ChatGPT, give me headlines, and I told it the characteristics of the headlines that I wanted, and it came up with amazing headlines. And then I tried to Google them so I could have the actual headline, like a picture of it in the in the newspaper, and I could not find anything. So I went back and I was like, ChatGPT, where can I find these headlines? And ChatGPT very cynically told me, well, I just made them up. So Paul, what has been your experience with research?
I'm a well-trained proofreader. I love proofreading and I love editing. And as such, I find that when I get something back from ChatGPT or Midjourney or DALL-E or anywhere I'm going, I always have a little skeptical eye at it. I always look at it. I put my books up on Amazon, by the way. And I was doing a trivia book some time ago. And I said, ChatGPT, give me five events that happened in 1960. Well, I'm old enough that I was alive in 1960. And it spit out a whole bunch of them. And I looked at it and I said, that didn't happen in 1960. That happened in 1970. Well, sure enough, I find that the dates weren't always the correct. So you have to take it with as a proofreader would. You have to look at it and say, now, is this accurate? Is this correct? Is that logical? Does that make sense? And it's not always, but it's still a lot faster than you could do it on your own.
Yes.
But always keep that eye of the proofreader.
Yes. That experience with the headlines gave me the, well, I learned that after I prompted to give me whatever research I'm doing to make sure that the information is accurate and it exists. And that it's also, if I ask for, I don't know, a link to verify that it's an accessible link, because sometimes they don't exist. And that way it's helped me to verify that it's accurate and accessible. Paul, so what are some Practical app. Tell me more about the practical applications that you use AI for your business.
I'm writing a book now, a 30,000 word book to put up on Amazon, and it's about AI, actually.
Oh, nice.
So what I would do is I would just have ChatGPT very handy. I'd have a question for it, and I would say, what is the definition of blah? And I would say, give it to me in the sense that a 10-year-old could understand it, and give me examples. Mm-hmm. And it will come and spit it out, and I read it, and I make sure that a 10-year-old could understand that. And then I see the examples. So I'm using ChatGPT as my assistant, as my aide, someone who's sitting there, and rather than turn to them and say, hey, do this, I just go into ChatGPT or whatever it is I'm doing, and I spit it out and I see. And if I don't like it, I'll do it again. And I'll do it until I like the answer.
Very valuable information you're sharing here, to use ChatGPT or to use AI as your assistant and not as your clone.
No.
And to always proofread and tweak it until you like what you get. That is very valuable. I think that not a lot of people are doing that. I've seen posts on social media that are a slap on the face of, oh, I just put some garbage in and I just copied and pasted it.
Yeah, the term artificial intelligence means that it's not real. Mm-hmm. And what I put in, a matter of fact, I put this in my book because it hit me that what is artificial intelligence? Well, they're just gathering information that human beings have put together, mm-hmm. and did their own little spin, and they create this and they put this together. But it came from human beings.
Right.
And so you put it together and you say, again, you say, is this real? Could it be? And then this is why I say, look, you don't worry about AI taking over, guys, because you, the only person that has real intelligence is you. You're the one, not that computer.
That's right. That's right. AI is great to help us brainstorm or to help us get the juices of the brain moving, but it's, we human beings are the creative ones.
We're the real, they're artificial, and then it will always be that way.
Yes, we're the ones who dictate how we want to do.
And artificial intelligence doesn't always get the significance of something. And that's why it looks great. Artificial intelligence, and you go on to Midjourney and it spits up something, here you go. And you look at it and say, well, this is garbage. Mm-hmm. But AI can't tell you that's garbage because they don't know the significance and the purpose and the reality of it all. You do.
Love this. Love this. Thank you so much. That's, I don't even know how to describe it. It's very valuable, this approach that you just gave us. Yeah. The significance.
Yeah, the significance.
Yes.
And only we have that.
That is true.
So.
Love it. So, Paul, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
Well, I have a LinkedIn page. I have a Facebook page. It's called Humoresque Publishing. I've joined a number of Facebook groups, as you know. They can contact me through my emails, and I'd love to talk to a lot of people. I'd love to get their feedback and see how they feel and what they think and what they're doing with it. Just like you, I want to know, what are people doing with it? How are they using it? How is it making your life better?
Mm-hmm. That's what it's for, to make our lives better. And not to clone us.
Yeah, it's not just to make, it's not to change your life. It's to improve your life. There's a big difference.
Love it. Yes. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks to our guest, Paul Economan, for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting Humorous Publishing or by finding him on social media. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI so we can represent all voices, especially the 80 to 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team that actually has a heart for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time on Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.